Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Beautiful day here in North Carolina, 80-something degrees, sunny, but tomorrow is going to be a little chillier in the 50s, but beautiful weather all the same. Glad that the winter is gone, and I hope your day was great. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live, and Magical Engineer and I, Frank is the engineer, and we're going to get down with some empowering information for the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about the Death Star of healthcare. Oh, yeah, we're a little Star Wars is coming into the picture. Hey, can't lose your sense of humor. And for the second part of the show, you know, Dr. Carly is going to be with us, our wellness expert. She joins us on the third Tuesday of every month from reversing vaccine-induced diseases. And, of course, her link, if you want to get to her website, just go to the links page at thepowerherbs.com and click on her banner. to get on over to her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. So she'll be with us soon here on the show, and we'll just see what's new in her world. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm asking for righteous men of valor with understanding and knowledge to put this nation right. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm pleading for justice and truth, because that's what we're supposed to do in Isaiah 59. That's right. You don't get anything unless you ask. And you got to ask the right way. There's a way of doing things. There's a way of approaching the Creator. And if you don't read the Word, then you're not going to know. And you're going to miss out on all these blessings. So, you know, mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we have here in the quack report? Well, Johnson & Johnson's in the quack report. Apparently, in 2009, a consumer noticed some black specks in the bottom of a bottle of the infant's Tylenol product and had it analyzed. Apparently, there was nickel and chromium particles in there. So McNeil Consumer Healthcare of Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, well, they pled guilty to charges of selling contaminated medicines. They were fined $25 million. So the medicine contained metal particles of nickel, iron, and aluminum, and it smelled moldy. So, and there were also errors on the labels. Now, remember, this is your over-the-counter stuff, which we talked about last week on, you know, the standardized medicine stuff. You need to hit the archives if you missed that show. It's all about how over-the-counter products are treated by the FDA. You will be amazed. Mm. But anyway, going back to Johnson & Johnson, in 2010, Motrin, Tylenol, and Benadryl all had off-odor problems. So in April, there was a voluntary recall on that. Then in June of 2010, Benadryl, Tylenol, and other over-the-counter products made by Johnson & Johnson had uncharacteristic smells and trace amounts of what they called a tribosenosol, which is called TBA. It's chemical. Ooh. Anyway, going into, July and then October, same thing. On the Benadryl, Tylenol, Motrin, uncharacteristic odors and these chemicals in them. Then in November 2010, Benadryl, Motrin, Children's Benadryl, Children's Motrin had insufficiencies in the development and manufacturing process. Okay. Now, this is all going against their FDA over-the-counter recipe book. That's what I meant when you got to go hit the archives and listen to that show. And then in December 2009, nationwide recall on Tylenol arthritis pain formula. In December 2010, Rolaids soft gels, foreign materials were found in these, including metal and wood particles. Where are they having this stuff made? In China? Okay, and then in November 2010, Tylenol and Tylenol cold liquid products had labeling update problems. And also, Rolaids had uncharacteristic inconsistencies of texture. Okay, so $25 million to a company that earned $65 billion, not a big deal, right? So, folks, if they're going to sell tainted products year after year to babies and toddlers, you know, when are you going to stop believing in their safety and efficiency, right? Okay. Last but not least in the quack report, we're going to talk about the EPA. If you plan on traveling this summer, staying in a hotel, you know, kind of, you know, just chilling out, getting, you know, revitalized, relaxation. Well, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, they want hotels to monitor how much hotel guests spend in gallons of water in the shower. So right now, the agency is going to fork over $15,000 to create this wireless prototype that's going to track how much water a hotel guest will use, because they want to get – well, they want to modify your behavior, okay? So hotels consume a significant amount of water in the United States and all around the world. So the EPA has a grant to the University of Tulsa, And they say most hotels don't monitor individual guest water usage. So millions of gallons of water are disposed of and wasted, they say, by hotel guests. So under this Water Sense program, they want to challenge hotels to track the water use and upgrade their restrooms for low-flow toilets and shower heads. Have you ever had a low-flow shower head? I have. I've been to the Florida Keys, and I've been in a campground there. And you talk about no-flow shower head. That's basically what it is. So down in the Keys, if you're in a campground and you're going to get into the shower there, do not use a whole lot of shampoo or soap because you're not going to get it off, okay? So this is what they're wanting to do in hotels because they say the average shower right now, you use about 18 gallons of water, right? So they want to get hotel guests to reduce that by at least 10%. So they want to take your shower time down to about 5 minutes. So this is what they're recommending. Are you ready? You got a pencil and paper? Write this down. They want you to change your shower behavior. Here's 3 steps. They want you to turn the water on and rinse your body, get your hair wet, turn the water off, put the shampoo in, lather up with the soap, you know, get your washcloth going or your loofah, whatever, and then, you know, turn the shower water on and resume flow to rinse your shampoo and your soap off, and then that's it. In and out of the shower, less than 5 minutes. Wham, bam, right? Forget about the relaxation of the shower. Forget about just, you know, enjoying the soothing, hot moisture of a shower. No, no, not going to happen in the United States. EPA says we're changing that behavior. What do you think about that, folks? What do you think about that? At some point, you got to say, hey, we got to live. And you guys being tyrannical here, you know what God says? God says disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. It's his water. He owns everything. So there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. I'm one of these people who likes the long shower. Yes, yes. I'm going to curtail that behavior. Good luck. All right, we're going to talk about the Death Star of healthcare. Yes, yes. According to some health professionals, the Affordable Care Act marked the end of the free market healthcare and began what they call a downward spiral of healthcare in the United States. So the Affordable Care Act legislation went into effect in 2013, but it picked up power and momentum in 2014 as more systems in the plan were being implemented. However, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, a peer review published in November 2011 stated the efficiency of healthcare in the United States started to decline a decade earlier in 2001. So we're going to take a look and see if we can get a clearer picture of events and how this affects millions of people and what we can do about it. Let's look at the shortages right now because the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, that's your pharmacologist, your pharmacist, and the FDA, they report that there has been a, quote, supply issue with regards to prescription medications. So when there is a disruption in the supply of medications, it will influence patient care. And as a manufacturer of natural medicines myself, I can attest that there are multiple things that can disrupt production of products, such as, you know, unavailable raw materials, manufacturing problems like an equipment failure or utility disruption, business decisions, and, of course, delivery disruptions and regulatory problems, you know, the government. So in 2010, the Drug Information Services at the University of Utah Healthcare, they tracked 211 drug shortages, which was reported as the highest number recorded to date in a one-year period. So Premier Healthcare Alliance reported in 2011 that 240 medications were limited or not available, and over 400 genetic medications were backordered, delaying the fulfilling of prescriptions by about 7 days. So let's take a look at the progression of the drug shortages over a six-month period. So in 2006, there were 70 medications that were unavailable. In 2007, that went to 129 medications. In 2008, there were 149 medications that couldn't get. In 2009, that number was bumped to 166. In 2010, of course, you've heard, 211 medications you couldn't get a prescription filled for. And in 2011, that number was 240 medications. So anyone can see that there's this rapid escalation in medication shortages. And according to the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, drug shortages seem to be categorized as a manufacturing problem. They say 23% is because of a manufacturing problem. Supply and demand falls in there at 13%. And then a majority are classified as unknown, 55%. So let's look at which drugs are on the short list. Well, the medications that are in short supply or unavailable are medications for cancer, heart disease, pain, and some IV intravenous medications. So it's kind of strange that prior to 2001, these medications were readily available, and now they are not, and it's affecting patient care nationwide. So what is more alarming is that the shortages are now extending to medical supplies, as nurses around the country are saying that they don't have the proper training and equipment to do their jobs properly and safely. Now, according to the medical peer review, the manufacturers of FDA-regulated medications or equipment, they're supposed to notify the FDA 6 months in advance if there will be a shortage or if they plan to stop manufacturing some items. So this is supposed to be a warning system set up to help regulate disruptions in supply chains, but it's not strictly enforced. So apparently, the terms of the FDA regulations do not have a statutory definition of, quote, medically necessary. So the manufacturers are really not required to legally notify the FDA, and they are not penalized if they don't. However, the manufacturers are required to notify the FDA of quality control problems. So the advanced warning system is really an after-the-fact damage control system. Therefore, the likelihood that patients could be forced to use a drug made outside the U.S. is pretty high. So they call this the non-traditional distributors or the gray market. So you get a drug, I don't know, made in China, and God knows what's in it. So the cost for those drugs is going to be much higher because these markets deal in smaller quantities of the drug, and there really aren't any guarantees on the quality of the product. Now let's check out the patient impact, because in 2010, the Institute of Safe Medication Practices reported on a survey that involved 1,800 healthcare practitioners, including pharmacists, on the impact of these drug shortages. And this is what the survey said. Most reported, 84%, said they did not receive any advance warning of a drug shortage. And there was also difficulty, about 80% difficulty, they said, in finding a comparable substitute medication. Then there was this comparable medications that they could get to substitute with. 78% had an increase in cost. And then some medications, about 70% of them, were really not replaceable. There were no substitutes. Now, medical professionals stated the lack of medications increased their adverse patient risk by about 64%. And the survey also reported there were 1,000 adverse patient events, or near misses, due to the drug shortages. Now, the drug shortages can also extend the length of stay in a hospital, increase the patient costs. And they estimate that these drug shortages cost a minimum of $216 million every year. And who assumes this risk? Well, the patient does. When there is a short supply on drugs or healthcare in general, the patient assumes all the risk. So the non-traditional drug suppliers are known to sell what are known as counterfeit drugs. So it is really a crapshoot if the drug will work or offer any new side effects. So what the research is showing, when the drugs disappear, there are devastating injuries. There's medication mistakes, there's inadequate doses, and even death. So when doctors are forced to prescribe a different medicine, there is a risk that they are not familiar with this drug or the proper dose. So this throws the standardized medicine a curveball. And with this research emerging, there is the likelihood that some medications will begin to be rationed, or available only to certain age groups, you know, patients. So let's get real. Patients who are dependent daily on drugs run the risk of receiving a death sentence should the drug supply dry up. Think about it. And we're all human, see? So with the drug shortages becoming a new reality in the United States, medical doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and patients, well, they're all growing pretty frustrated. And this is compromising their professional and patient relationships. So what people are discovering is that the FDA has limited power over the drug shortages, whether it's an over-the-counter medicine, a generic drug, a vaccine, a biological agent, veterinarian drugs, medical equipment, radiological products, or nutraceuticals, your synthetic supplements. So when the shortages become severe, forget rationing the drugs, and the things will shift to the new definition of, quote, medical necessity. In other words, a life will be statistically calculated to see if there is significant value to save that individual's life. Now, at the November 2010 Health Summit in Bethesda, Maryland, one of the strategies the health agencies discussed was patient criteria implemented to, quote, prioritize patients to receive drugs. So the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists involved in the patient care would use a checklist to determine if the patient meets the guidelines to receive any drug in short supply. All right, let's talk about what doctors are saying, because some MDs do, you know, speak truth, and there are some physicians that are really, you know, seeking other medical modalities, actually, as an occupation because of all these changes from the Affordable Care Act. Now, Dr. Lee Heeb is an orthopedic surgeon, and Dr. Heeb is running for political office as a governor in Iowa. And according to Dr. Heeb, the healthcare industry of America is heading for total collapse. She has reported the steady decline in the quality of healthcare, the lack of supplies, the medications, and the total hospital care is, according to her, catastrophic, in her opinion. So Dr. Heeb is also the author of a book called Surviving the Medical Meltdown. And in referencing, she references the effects of the Affordable Care Act, basically, in the United States. And she reports that patients not being able to get their thyroid medication or even a tetanus shot, especially in rural areas. So Dr. Heeb documents the extended wait times to be seen by either your primary care doctors or your specialist. She reveals that there is not enough specialty doctors in to cover ER calls in the hospitals, especially in rural or poor areas, because they're closing their hospitals. They can't afford to comply with all the new regulations. And that is one of the first signs of a healthcare system in collapse, is hospital closings. Now, she has witnessed the lack of staff and supplies available to treat those in one of the largest segments in healthcare in America, and that's Medicaid patients. And according to her book, it will not take, to hit what she calls the critical number of doctors leaving the profession, because aging populations require more physicians, and the doctors don't work for free, and more than half of the surgeons in the United States are over 50 years of age, and they're not being replaced fast enough. So within a year or two, these surgeons will reduce their workload or retire under the stress load. And we have a healthcare system that, according to experts, is going to be unsustainable. Now, Dr. Heeb advises people in her book that in order to survive, they should acquire a healthy lifestyle and remove toxins. She also recommends people stockpile healthcare items for their families. Well, this is what I've been saying for over 15 years, and it appears that the harsh reality is hitting those in medicine, that everyone will need to take care of themselves, and they won't be able to rely on doctors or the government to help them. This is what Dr. Heeb says. Dr. Heeb is correct when she says this. Let's just read her quote. Government being government will never ignore the chance to use a crisis to further their agenda of power and growth. But let's look around us. How has government done in the fields of education, banking, the post office, or the DMV? The single source medical care is lousy. The longer such a system exists, the worse it becomes. And by the time the Berlin Wall fell, peeking into the world of the Soviet medicine, she said 57% of their hospitals had no hot water and 36% had no water at all. She said there were dead cats lying in the hallways and needles were reused without sterilization. End of quote. Ew. Seriously, that's just, ugh. All right. Let's talk about the stragglers, because the physicians that do remain in medicine will wish they had, because according to Dr. Jane Orent, she's the editor of the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, she says that the new healthcare in America monitors its doctors through electronic medical records. So according to Dr. Orent, the Affordable Care Act keeps tabs on doctors through their digital database to monitor doctor activity. For instance, she says they will be able to see if doctors are convincing their patients to get vaccinated. Dr. Orent says the system is set up to coerce doctors through intimidation and threats to comply. She says it is demeaning and it's insulting, but it is very, very powerful. So she admits that the doctors are waking up to the latest science that suggests vaccines are not as safe and effective as authorities claim, but the system now pressures the physicians into holding the official line with regards to vaccines, or it could mean the end of their medical career. Oh boy. Well, this is the big picture. I know the big picture looks very different than what's projected by the media and by health authorities. However, knowledge is power, folks. So more so than ever before in history, it's going to be real important for you to be proactive in your health and avoid allopathic medicine as much as you can. And there are always options when you implement them properly. They can be even more cost-effective and efficient than modern medicine. Dr. Heeb is correct that we need to prepare ourselves, and I tend to look at allopathic medicine as a catastrophic term, last resort, because I don't like their philosophy of simply improving quality of life or disease management until the inevitable happens. I strive for the cure. That's just me. So the human body is designed to heal itself if we provide the nutrition it needs and omit the toxins it doesn't need. I call this the cleanse and nourish approach. It's worked for thousands of years. So where people mess up is they wait too long to implement the natural therapies, or they mix them with the allopathic treatments, which undermine them. So the reality is being responsible for one's health, and it's a little bit more work, but the rewards are usually permanent and satisfying. So we are more powerful than we think we are if we use proper nutrition, you know, exercise, and use natural instead of toxic treatments. So if you'd like more information and tools on cleansing away toxins and empowering your immune system, then call the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or on the web, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Absolutely. We got to take a break, but Dr. C's on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Get back and reach the stars. Pull one down to you. Shine it on the heart.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joins us from ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. And welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
Awesome. Well, I got a stack of stuff here to talk about, unless you have something you want to jump in there with.
No, go ahead. It could be till the end of the earth. But, you know, let's talk about what you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Well, I wanted to mention that you were probably right about the Obamacare, where, you know, it's pretty much imploding. We were just talking about that before the first part of the show. And according to H&R Block, some of these people that were enrollees in Obamacare, they probably have to give $530 back in a tax bill under the Affordable Care Act and the tax credits. So apparently, if they estimated what their tax credits were and they went over, they'll probably have to eat $530. Also, I wanted to ask you about what you thought about that news report where they have three people now, three people in Britain. The House of Lords has approved fertility, including three people's DNA. How is that going to affect the outcome of humanity, do you think?
I meant clarifying. Three people about what about?
There are three people intervene where they take the cells, the DNA from three people, and they create a baby. So I was just wondering, they want to do that to avoid a lot of birth defects. I don't know if that's going to avoid birth defects, but that's what they say in the fertility clinics, that they are carrying out a tweaking of the mitochondrial area of the cells so that they can get some biological material from three different people, a mother, a father, and then a female donor. And I was just wondering, characteristically, I mean, this is so against God's copyright, and I was just wondering how that's going to affect the development of DNA moving forward.
Well, I mean, under the Twilight Zone, I don't even know how to respond to that. Everything they're doing is altering our genetic structure. So, you know, it's insane.
Okay, so it's not going to be a good thing.
No.
All right. Well, what else I see happening with our healthcare being more like the socialist healthcare that they have in other parts of the world, like the UK. The UK, according to a watchdog report, they have less and less properly trained people taking care of elderly, especially those that may have autism or Alzheimer's, characteristics of Alzheimer's, any kind of neurological problem. So what they do as a fallback, and it's becoming used more and more readily, they'll call the police. And the police will come pick up the elderly people and put them in jail until they can figure out what they're going to do with them. Do you see that happening here in the U.S., Dr. C?
Well, basically, you know, everything that is being done to alter our genetic structure is impacting our cognitive abilities. So, yes. It's beyond the pale. We could do shows until the end of the earth to
right.
talk about all of these things. It's
right.
Pure evil.
I'm with you on that, Dr. C. I don't know if it's my connection or your connection, but I'm having difficulty hearing you. You're coming in and out a little bit. I'll ask our engineer about that. Do you have any updates on vaccines that you want to share with us, Dr. Carly, lately?
Too many to, get into. It's a Twilight Zone of, it's too much. I can't even get into it.
Okay. Well, we have a report here from the over-the-counter medications and a report here from University of Washington. Their researchers are saying that a lot of these common cold medicines, allergy treatment medications over-the-counter, are harming the human brain. They're creating some situations where it can, over time, cause dementia and even Alzheimer's disease. According to the research, they say the antidepressants also, antihistamines, anything for allergies and hay fever treatments, or anything for urinary tract incontinence, those things are also on the onset of adding to younger and younger people getting dementia. Have you heard of anything like that?
Yes. All you have
all
to do
drugs.
Is monitor vaccinenewsdaily.com. That is a website where you can sign up and monitor the side effects of vaccines.
Okay.
And all the drugs they're making to cause vaccines. And it's mind-boggling. It's right in our face, you know, what they're doing.
Absolutely. Well, perhaps we can catch up with you on your radio show about that in the near future, because I know you're doing a radio show. Dr. C? Did I lose Dr. C? Uh-oh. I think we're having some technical difficulties there. I apologize. I don't know if we can reconnect with her or not. I know, Frank, you could take care of it. Let me know. I'm going to roll on while you look into that magical engineer that you are. And, of course, if you're interested in checking out Dr. Carley's website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, you can. Check out her website. She's got lots of great information, especially if you are needing info on how to deal with a vaccine issue. All right. Well, we're going to talk about some enemies of our health, because I think it's important for us to be aware of what's out there that can sabotage our health. There's, you know, people work hard at trying to stay healthy, and all of a sudden, you know, they hit a roadblock or stumbling block, and they don't understand why. Well, there's numerous things that can compromise the health of us humans, some of them more subtle than others. Most would agree that poverty is probably one of the worst enemies to our well-being. History has often shown that major enemies of our health are things like plagues, war, genocide. But by far, man is our worst enemy when it comes to our health. And all we have to do really is look at the laws that legalized a lot of things, and we get premature death. And it's estimated that in the United States, 1.2 million unborn children are dying annually. So this sometimes is shocking with regard to, quote-unquote, civilization. It's supposed to be normal. But the healthy perspective is really keeping a sound mind. So let's look at some of the perils that can really sabotage our health efforts, and we can probably sidestep a lot of landmines. So one important fact to remember is that a lot of times fear robs us of our health, and it's real important to be strong. It really affects the central nervous system, and you know, we're supposed to have strong, sound minds, so fear is really a lack of faith. So Discovery.com had a list of universal fears of what people are most afraid of. Most are afraid of terrorist attacks, spiders. Some other phobias were also in there, fear of heights and things like that. Some people are afraid of dying. Some people are afraid of failure. Others list war, crime, and violence. Some people are afraid of loneliness. They're afraid of being alone. Some list nuclear war on their list. And some just list the fear of the future in general. So other more common fears include public speaking, fear of the dentist, fear of water, fear of pain, fear of cancer, and fear of snakes. So experiencing normal fear now and then is to be expected, but in life we don't want chronic fear. It disables us. It disables our health. So fear will preoccupy you, rob you not only of opportunities, but it will also disrupt your functions of the physical body and corrupt your health. Fear will rob you of your sleep. It will delay cell regeneration. It lowers your immune system function. It produces hypertension. It can deplete you of healthy enzymes and destroy healthy bacteria in your gut floras. And also, it would promote an unhealthy bacteria accumulation. Also, your digestion will be off. It reduces a lot of your energy, your focus, mental focus. It does block vitamin absorption. And so that in itself is going to make you have foggy brain, as I call it. Well, let's look at some drugs here, because the majority of prescription medications to address the health problems, which we're going to refer to as, they they actually add to fear. A lot of these drugs, they create a fear issue. So we want to address, we don't want to disguise fear. Okay, we got to meet it head on. We got to deal with it. We don't want to just, you know, medicate the symptoms of fear and anxiety. So diseases like phobias, anxiety, personality disorders, depression are all rooted in fear. And medications that are used for these just kind of sugarcoat it. They just kind of smooth over it. And they actually, in the long run, will compound the fear. So the only fear that is really beneficial, we're told of, is the fear of the Lord in Proverbs 9. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we're told. What it is you have a healthy respect, is what that means. It's a knowledge that you come to with the Holy Spirit gives you understanding and knowledge, and you have a healthy respect of the Lord and what he stands for. So, according to the good book, if we have a fear of the Lord, it multiplies our days. We're benefited. We are protected. God's hand is on us. So the fear of man brings a snare. And so we don't want you to pop pills to deal with that. The Lord says, you know, don't fear anything man can do to you, right? That's right. So we want to have a healthy respect of faith for the Lord. And the Lord says, if you do, you shall be safe. See? So the Bible has a lot to say about fear and health, unnecessary fear. There's a whole slew, if you get a concordance, there's a whole slew of scripture on fear not. The Lord doesn't want you to fear certain things. So fear not and be strong. So let's talk about some other things that we do that undermine our health, disrupt our natural functions of the body, and corrupt our well-being. There's agricultural changes that have altered a lot of the food, as you know, reduced the nutrition in our food. So the University of Texas actually did a study on where the most noticeable decline in the nutrients are. And they discovered that our produce has been deficient in calcium, phosphorus, protein, riboflavin, iron, and vitamin C. Now, the study on nutrients was done in the 1950s and then again in 1999 on 43 different vegetables and fruits. And these findings were made available to the USDA. It was published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So the nutrients also give a food's flavor. And this would explain why a lot of conventionally grown produce now really doesn't have any flavor. You bite into an apple and it doesn't taste like anything. Well, there's a lot of water. But, same thing with lettuce. No flavor. So the Organic Consumers Association analyzed the nutritional value in produce in 1975 and then also analyzed all the way through 1997, and they reported there was 27% less calcium, 37% less iron, and 21% less vitamin A, and 30% less vitamin C. So we depend on healthy food for our body to create enzymes to digest food and absorb nutrients and also to convert these nutrients into energy. So the simplest functions, blinking your eyes, swallowing, or even taking a breath, those are all actions that are supported by enzymes. So without these enzymes, the proper amount of them, we have an energy reduction of about 80%. So if we add some stress, like living in this world we have now, or maybe we have some temperature changes like we've had with the winter, pregnancy, a loss of a job, that's going to really hit your enzyme levels for sure. Researchers think that they can connect a lack of adequate enzymes to premature aging and even disease. So it all stems with the food so that we can cope with stress, so that we have the nutrients to make the right amount of enzymes so that we can deal with our hectic lives. And stay strong and fear not, right? Stay off the drugs. Now, our digestive system, our gut, is probably really the most important organ of the body because our life energy source is processed there. So without proper digestive functions, we don't absorb the nutrients and convert them to proteins and amino acids. So the overuse of prescription meds have actually assisted in altering the biosphere of the digestive system, and in doing so, have disrupted the bacterial balance essential for your health. So when the digestive system is not functioning normally, the effects are felt throughout the body and also the immune system. The liver's affected. The kidneys and the blood are affected. Everything is. So people are desperately grabbing at the latest probiotics to give and restore their balance. And some folks do okay with that approach, but some make the situation worse. So we have a delicate flora balance of 400 floras, good healthy bacteria in the digestive system. And when we take antibiotics and over-the-counter drugs and other things, we, and not getting the right nutrition, we can disrupt that balance. So obviously, if there's a lack of nutrition, it's going to be a major, major problem. And there's a major problem of lack of nutrition in the produce that's sold in stores if you're getting the conventionally grown stuff. So we can compensate by getting organic, make sure it's real organic, or we can grow our own produce and make sure we're growing it the right way and we're not using a bunch of chemicals. Don't go down to Lowe's and get all those chemicals. Get something organic going. It's extra work and expense, I know, but it's going to be a necessity. If you learned anything from the first segment of the show, Dr. Lee Heeb says we got to do it ourselves. We're just going to have to. The government's not going to help you. Nope. Going to do pretty much the opposite. Don't rely on that. Okay, so people all over the world, kind of in the same boat, okay? They're looking for ways to counter the attack on the well-being. There's chemical attacks. There's a deprivation of nutrition. I mean, it's multi-layered. So, yeah, it's like a second job just to stay healthy, right? So 200 years ago, no one knew what a vitamin was, nor did they need one if food wasn't available. Organ cleansing basically is a different matter, and natural therapies are thousands of years old. So our ancient ancestors used foods, they used herbs, and natural therapies like organ cleansing to prevent or even deal with diseases. So the ancients didn't have to defend themselves from powerful industries like Monsanto, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, Pfizer, and others. But unfortunately, we do. So we have to defend ourselves from this industrial attack and from the what I call the principalities of darkness, which, you know, attack our faith and make us afraid. And most of you are aware of the term pharmaceutical comes from the Greek word pharmakia, which is an ancient word meaning witchcraft. So the witchcraft of the ancient world included alchemy, and unfortunately so does modern medicine today, has aluminum and mercury in vaccines, same thing. So you need to guard yourselves. Be strong. Trust in God's metaphysical meat. His medical physical meat really is supernatural herbs that he created. He says herbs are here for the service of man, Psalms 104, and they're meat. That's Genesis chapter 1. And, you know, metaphysical just means supernatural, and supernatural just means of or involving God. Give him all the credit, you know, every day, absolutely, every time. So while you have the opportunity, you can actually tap into a lot of super nutrition that herbs are full of. That's why God said they're meat. They're full of protein. They're full of enzymes. They're full of vitamins and minerals to power up your body as if you just ate meat. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing with these powerful herbs that God created. Lifts the burden off your filtering organs. You know, it gets the blood clean, the liver clean, the kidneys clean, the prostate, the urinary, all clean, lifts the burden off so that it can deal with stress better. You can remove over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues with one bowel cleanse. You know, people go, whoa. Yeah, you can get rid of parasites that people don't even know they have. A lot of people, they just do a bowel cleanse and they see their energy pick up and they may even drop 10 pounds. And they go, okay, what else is next, right? They didn't realize how powerful they were. They just didn't have the right tools and know how to use them. So that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs have been doing for 15 years. They specialize in those two areas. And if you cleanse and nourish the body, you got most Most health things whooped, basically, if you don't recongest the system with bad lifestyles, okay? So you can cleanse the kidneys. You can get rid of gallstones in the gallbladder. You can get rid of cancer cells out of the blood system. You can perk up a prostate and a thyroid gland. You are powerful with some really healthy mineral, vitamin, amino-rich protein herbs that do that. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they just don't pull these herbs out of the air and mix them up like, you know, let's just create something. Yeah, whatever our fancy is today. No. The formulas were formulated over 60 years by Dr. John Christopher. He was one of the naturalists, the original herbalists in this country that revitalized the interest and knowledge of herbal medicine in this country. He actually went to Europe and Canada and to the Native American Indians. And he had a clinic in the 40s and 50s. And then when he got ready to retire, he opened a school and everything he learned over a 60-year period, he taught so that it could be carried on. Now his son runs the school today, his family runs the school today, so it's real important to, when you get something that works, you teach it to the next generation, right? And what pharmaceutical drug could say it has 60 years of testing and efficiency, right? Yeah, herbal medicine, the original medicine, not the alternative, but the original medicine. And if herbs weren't so great, why does pharmaceutical industries use herbs to make products out of them initially, and then they convert them to synthetic ingredients? But if they weren't so great, why are they using herbs to formulate with? There's a question. Well, I want to empower all of you. I want to encourage all of you. I'm your biggest cheerleader for getting up and being proactive with your health and doing more for yourself, because we're all going to have to do it. We're just going to have to. We're going to have to grow. We're going to have to store clean water. We're going to have our own medicines as backup. And we're going to have the knowledge on how to use them. That's right. So if you don't have pandemic kits, power herb kits, if you don't have herbs for heart attacks, if you don't have herbs for, you know, gallstone attacks, if you don't have that stuff, you should. You should have it on hand. And when you have herbal liquids, the tinctures, they'll have a shelf life of 10 years because they're perfectly preserved in the alcohol that is used as a catalyst to age them in, and their cold press. If they're made right, they're really strong. They're really a professional grade, and that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. So if you haven't checked it out, get a free product catalog. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com as well, and get a free catalog and empower yourself. Yeah, that's what it's about, empowerment. Yes. I'm out of time. Look at that. Whew. Well, I'll be back to Thursday to empower you again. Hope you'll be here, too. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.